Emmanuel Macron only did one campaign rally, but the man who brands himself a centrist did enough to have a chance of being the first incumbent French president in 20 years to win a second term. Again, though, he'll have to beat the far right.
À tous nos compatriotes qui se sont tournés vers l'abstention.
To our fellow citizens that abstained or voted for the extreme, either because they are angry against inequalities or to the ecological chaos or insecurity or the difficulty of living in dignity, even working hard, I will convince you in the days to come.
His opponent in the second round of voting will again be Marine Le Pen, leader of the National Rally. Its manifesto includes a promise to make it illegal for Muslim women to wear headscarves in public places.
Your vote depends all over the French territory on the legitimate preponderance of the French culture and language, the customs of our regions and the French way of life, on republican laws and values.
Le Pen might pick up votes from supporters of Éric Zemmour, another extreme right candidate. The former TV pundit has asked his supporters to back her in the second round. The far left's Jean-Luc Mélenchon had hoped that this time he might make it to the runoff, but again, he didn't quite get enough votes. France's traditional right and left-wing parties continue to hemorrhage support. The conservative The Republicans Party under Valérie Pécresse saw their share of the vote collapse to single digits. The socialists under Anne Hidalgo have been all but wiped out, their share of the vote barely registered. The beneficiary of those former conservative and socialist votes seems again to be Macron.
We actually ask the French voters to support actually a strong European front for the next turn of the election in 2 weeks.
I believe we have a good record and we have a worked out plan with a vision for the future for the young, our country and for the workers.
To the left, Macron has promised higher pensions and more staff in healthcare. For the right, thousands more police officers and judges and a rise in the retirement age from 62 to 65. Going into the second round, Emmanuel Macron could again benefit from the same Republican front that helped him easily beat Marine Le Pen back in 2017. That is, most of the losing candidates tonight have urged their supporters not to let in the extreme right. It'll be difficult for Marine Le Pen to overcome that voting bloc. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Paris.